Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. We got an update here on the Hugh Keyes situation.
I'm off the hook.
Well, in a sense. So are the keys that we thought were yours that were found, are they yours?
No, they're not.
Oh, no.
They're not mine. But I appreciate the person calling in and, you know.
They tried.
Giving me hope.
So does it make, is this better or worse for you? Because you obviously don't have keys, but it also means you didn't just leave them in the mailbox. You lost them a different way. Do you feel better or worse right now?
You know what?
I feel worse if I was you.
That means they're in the house or they were in the house.
Or you threw them away.
Or I threw them away.
Yeah.
I feel kind of better about that.
Okay.
In a weird kind of way. But see, here's the thing. I did a little bit of purging yesterday. So it's a good chance that when I was purging.
You purged your own keys?
I purged my keys. You know, because I was, you know how I sent out a tweet yesterday, and this kind of coincides with what was going on. I asked about the cargo shorts, and you know.
That's why that tweet was sent out?
Yeah, because I was.
So, hold on. Did you check, like, previous pant pockets?
Like the pants you were wearing yesterday?
I checked the pants.
That's
I had
a classic.
Yesterday.
I've done that.
Yeah, and I did that. That was one of the first things I did.
I do that with a key card for work.
Like, I checked the bed.
I can't find it. It's in my pants
from the day
before. Yeah,
I checked the bed. I checked underneath the bed because I have, like, the adjustable base. Shout out to the Mattress Warehouse. So I got the adjustable base bed, and so I thought maybe they failed on the floor or somewhere else. So I looked underneath the bed, not there. And then I went to, like, the clothes I purged and looked through those just in case I dropped them in there, not there.
So there was a reason for your tweet yesterday about our
cargo pants.
Still good?
Yeah, because, like, I've been told on more than one occasion that nobody wears cargo shorts anymore.
They're out?
Kind of out.
Yeah,
but I have so
really?
Many. Yeah.
That's not good news for me.
I like cargo shorts.
Yeah. I don't care what anyone thinks about clothes. I'm just going to wear what I think is comfortable.
Yeah, I do.
I'm past the point of trying to impress anybody.
Yeah, it's over.
You know?
I'm still trying to be. I mean, both of you, you're married and you have a girlfriend.
You're swinging from the chandelier
I'm still trying to swing from the chandelier.
Guy can't find his keys, but he's swinging from the chandelier.
Can't find my keys. Can't get a date. But I'm giving the whole college try.
He's a catch. His name's Hugh Douglas. All right.
He's very forgetful.
Yes.
He lost his keys.
So we're back to square one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what this also means is that Skip is no longer off the hook.
Skip
and
might,
we should not apologize.
You know
to
what?
Skip.
You actually might not be forgetful at all. You just may have a neighbor who broke into your house and stole your keys.
It's one of those things, man, where you get to the point where you're like, did I forget or did I throw them away? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. So I'm just, you know.
All right. So that's one update on what's going on here at WIP. Here's one more. So yesterday, I think I was unfairly blamed for the Phillies' offensive woes.
No, you were fairly blamed.
Well, let me bring another point of evidence to this case, okay? So on Tuesday, I did say I think the Phillies could be okay if Bryce misses even more time because they're going to be led by their pitching. And Bryce wasn't having that great of a year anyway. Many, including you guys, have pointed out to me that the Phillies have gone in the tank since I said that, right? As if it was my fault the Phillies stopped scoring this week.
You were like, oh, we're going to need Bryce Harper.
Oh, that's not what I said.
Something
I said
like
they
that.
Could
you
get
said, you did sound like that, too.
Yeah, well,
you
now, you now you're like projecting. That. You guys are projecting. All I said is, if he misses more time, I think they'll be in the same spot. Yeah, okay. So
it was like that.
Yeah, okay. So obviously, like you guys are being childish, and you got everyone else to believe this. So I got blamed yesterday. I got blamed for the offensive woes.
Yes.
I think there's someone else to blame.
Who?
Well, I saw this morning. So Jack Fritz's book is out. Ring the bell, right? And I'm waiting.
It's out?
It's out. I'm still awaiting my copy. He told me he'd be here today. Still haven't been handed my copy. But his book is out. You can get it at ringthebellbook.com. That's awesome. And happy Jack and proud of Jack.
That was nice of you.
Yes.
The plug.
But now I have to rip Jack. So, Hugh, you want to blame me for the Phillies' offensive woes because of what I said for Bryce Harper. Do you know the Phillies have scored one run since Jack's book has come out? Maybe it's Jack's fault. Maybe Jack jinxed the Phillies.
Yeah, wasn't Jack the one tweeting out like giving you stats and stuff about how good they were before we went into this?
It was well
he
has
Trey Turner propaganda.
Trey Turner propaganda.
Oh yeah.
And then he catches the ball. It's propaganda.
It's called Trey Turner.
It is propaganda. The guy lives off it.
It was trade propaganda.
I mean, all right, so who's more at fault? I said they'd be okay without Bryce for a little more time, right? Or Jack's book comes out and the team forgets how to hit.
I feel like it's you.
Me?
Yeah. I mean,
because I called you old school twice.
Yeah. You laugh. No, you know what it is? It was the fake, oh no. It was the, oh no.
Well, I did not know how to respond. What do you want me to say? You can't find your keys.
You probably, when you said, oh no, you and Kyle were laughing. You probably ran over there and said, guess what? He forgot his key, lost his keys. You probably was laughing and giggling.
No, I didn't think I laughed. You probably didn't say who.
You probably said pop.
What I said, I think I did. I think we have Pop Douglas today. He can't find his keys at home. Yeah, I mean, I said that, but I said that to your face. It's not like
you do. I mean, I respect that.
All right, I blame Jack more for the Phillies than me.
I'm still going with you.
Okay, all right, that's fine. All right, Gabe and Jerry Hill is up. By the way, coming up at 1, we're going to puck it up. Rhodes is going to join the show, getting ready for the Flyers draft tonight. What's up, Gabe?
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, what's Gabe, on, what are you thinking?
Happening. So wait, before I don't want to get Kyle mad, but I always have to start the call off by asking Hugh what kicks he's wearing today. But I don't want Kyle
I got some ones. I got the blue and white ones on today.
Didn't lose those.
I ain't lose the shoes.
Not yet.
Lost my keys.
Yeah, don't lose the shoes. You can lose your keys, but you're not allowed to lose the shoes.
If this guy loses the shoes that start the day on his feet, we're gonna have way bigger problems around here. We got trouble.
Absolutely. It's gonna be a much worse day.
Yes.
Speaking of worse days, these last 3 days have been not fun at all to watch this team. Like, this team is streaky, and it's the one thing heading into the season that I was afraid of was that same mentality, because it seems that they kind of echoed it at the beginning of the season, where it's like, we just got to get hot at the right time. Like, no, that's not, I mean, I get that's how they think it might work, but that's not really, like, if you're a good baseball team, that's not how it should work. Like, you guys should be solidly consistent throughout the year, and this mentality of just having to get hot at the right time, because if you don't get hot during the playoffs, then it's going to be the same exact thing all over again. And we're seeing same stretches of just inconsistency on offense, and I think it starts from the top with the false prophet Dave Dombrowski, because he just, every year it's more of the same of trying to kind of staple this team together with different, journeyman players, Max Kepler. Like, don't even get me started on him. Like, how are you hitting .207 and, going ahead and blaming it on consistency and playing time when, like you guys said, he's played 60 games, probably one of the most consistently playing outfielders out there. Like, he's just not good. Like, he's cooked, and it's the same situation over and over again. And, bringing up Justin Crawford may send a message, but it's going to be the same thing again, where it's just going to be minor league type players in this offense when we need more than that. Because, like you said, we're wasting away generational pitching staff. Because I was around for the Four Aces when I was a kid, and that was awesome to see. And it's awesome to see this pitching staff as well. But it feels like we're wasting that talent, wasting that window, because management can't seem to... And the one thing that really caught, kind of reading into the body language of Rob Thompson was that interview when they were asking him about Rojas, and he was up on, the 2-0 pitch, and he was like, if it's a strike, might as well, just go for it. It's kind of just him saying, like, dude, like, what more do you want me to do? Like, these are the players that I've been given. I'm doing my best with them. And, we need more. We need more players. So I'm not sure what the internal makeup is going on over there, if there's kind of, tension between Rob and Dave, because maybe Rob wants more and Dave isn't giving him more. But I think something's got to change. Like, I think big moves need to be made in this trade deadline. And if it doesn't, then, there goes our window.
So, Gabe, I agree. I know Dombrowski has been hesitant to do this. I mean, his deadlines since he's come to Philadelphia have been mostly a dud. I mean, the most aggressive he was in 2022 when he traded Ohapi for Marsh. And they tried to upgrade the back end of the rotation. But the last 2 years have been, like, just... I mean, shrugs of the shoulder. I mean, Rodolfo Castro and Lorenzen last year with Hayes and Estevez. Like, if we have another deadline like that, we might as well just pack it in, because they're not going to win.
No,
they need. I think the clubhouse almost needs, like, a jolt. And I don't know what that is. Is that acquiring a huge bat to show them, like, hey, we believe in you? Is it a DFA and a Kepler to get everyone, to wake up? They need a jolt, because they're all walking around like they're zombies. And meanwhile, like you said, this pitching staff is pitching their ass off and losing games.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Absolutely. And it just sucks because we were promised that Dombrowski was this kind of, you know, generational GM winning, you know, World Series in both, you know, National League and American League. And he's always been this aggressive kind of trade away all the prospects for the big names and kind of make a big push. And we haven't seen any of that here. And like, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not vouching for going ahead and, you know, imploding our farm system, but at least make some moves that kind of pushes us. Because we don't have that much time left, man. Like these guys, you know, this isn't the daycare anymore. These guys are all in their 30s. Like they're pushing 30s. And Real Muto and Schwarber and Bryce are all on, you know, on the bad side of 30 when it comes to, you know, athletic terms. So it's like the window is genuinely going to close at the end of this year. And if, you know, they don't make a big push, then it's going to be all for naught. And it's very, very unfortunate.
Yeah, it really, the next month is going to decide a lot of this whole tenure. I mean, we're going to know if they really meant they really wanted to win a World Series. They just half-assed it. We're going to find out. Gabe, what do you got for us for a snack we should bring to Broads' party tonight?
So I'm just going to keep it really simple and something I like to munch on when I like to indulge in the gummies, and it's you know, a good bag of Frito-Lay's potato chips.
Frito-Lay's.
It's hard to go wrong. I mean,
it's not very creative, though.
It's not creative. But
no, but it's a nice little go-to.
It's boring, but it's good.
Very boring.
Nice little go-to.
Yeah. Is that one of your favorites, the Fritos?
I'm not a Frito-Lay guy.
Not a Frito guy?
No.
I am. I like them. It's just I don't have them very often, like how often you have Fritos. Like once in a while, if they're there, I'll eat them. But how about if you're having gummies? Would you be more likely to have a Frito then?
No, because usually, like, since it's shredding season, if I'm on gummies, I'm drinking vodka.
What about the food?
Stateside. Shout out.
No food? Oh, you get hungry?
I like to drink my dinner.
When does shredding season end?
Drink your dinner?
You
are getting old, man.
You used to call it drinking your dinner.
Well, we know you don't mix the food and the drink.
No,
you're famous
for that. Let me see. If I want to eat something, maybe some bacon. I like to eat a little protein, like keto.
I was wondering if that meant you can't eat solid foods anymore.
What you mean? Well, you're old.
Oh, no. I mean, I ain't that old. I mean, you know. I eat solid food.
Heard the first 2.5 hours of the show with the keys?
You talking about the keys? I mean, that's not my fault.
Who else's fault is it?
The key monster that found my keys and took them?
We've reached a new low for accountability.
Made me almost late to work today.
That's crazy.
It wasn't my fault. Somebody took them.
Well,
I don't think it was my roommate.
It was Skip.
It might have been Skip.
I mean, we literally had a neighbor of yours call the show yesterday. They work for the Homeowner Association. They said they had a key to your place. They went in there.
Yep.
Master key.
Skip's a little creepy.
Yeah. If Skip took your keys, would you call the authorities?
If Skip took them?
He stole. I mean, he stole your keys.
Oh, no, it would be, you know, like the kids say, it would be on site. For Skip,
but I think that might be what Skip wants. You're not getting this.
With the Thundercats.
You're not getting this. All right, Brian, the Northeast. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Brian, what are you thinking?
Just wanted to touch up on. Just wanted to touch up on the Phils and talk a little bit about the Sixers.
All right, let's start with the Sixers. What are you thinking on the Sixers?
Well, with the Sixers, I don't think there's any culture change coming up soon anytime with Joel Embiid still on the team. And, you know, even though we got Edgecombe and we got McCain and Maxey, we still got Embiid. And we also have to deal with the fact that we got Paul George as well, too. So, like, I don't see any culture change coming soon unless we move one of those guys off the team.
Well, look, Brian, I would like to do that. Unfortunately, it's going to be hard to trade those guys. I mean, unless we want to attach picks. I don't know who's taking those contracts. We're either going to have to take a bad one back or attach picks to do it. So I feel you, and I wish they weren't here either. They're going to be here. I just think it's a step in the right direction. I understand your point, Hugh's point. I don't think this happens overnight, but I just think we're kind of tipping the scales back to, like, players we want to build around rather than, you know, whatever these guys are at this point.
Yeah, it's unfortunate knowing that we got to deal with Embiid when I feel like that as the years go by, I feel like this man's body's made out of plastic plates, man. Like, this dude's just stay getting hurt. You know, I think he just got to change his diet or something.
Well, and typically, players as they get older don't get less injury prone.
It gets a little worse.
Yeah. So I'm not expecting much there. All right, Brian, what are you feeling on the Phils?
With the Phils, I do feel like it's a management thing. I don't think it's more so like with the players. I just feel like it's definitely something with the leadership, and I think it's something going on in the clubhouse that's you know, being swept under the rug, that don't want to come out to the media. Like, I think there's definitely some leadership thing going on. And I just feel like everybody is jumping the gun about the whole Crawford thing. I don't think we should bring up Crawford. I heard somebody earlier was like, oh, bring up Aiden Miller. Like, Aiden Miller's not ready either. So,
yeah,
like,
he's struggled in AA. Now, Crawford might be ready or close to it, but Aiden Miller's not ready.
Yeah, Aiden Miller's definitely not ready. Nowhere near close to ready. I just feel like I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to just say it. Like, I feel as though, like, if nothing changes after the All-Star break, you know, because, you know, after an All-Star break, that's when teams start to pick up the pace and, you know, get things clicking. But if there's no moves made, if there's no lineup changes, or somebody's brought up, or somebody gets traded, I just feel like it's just going to be one of those seasons where the Phillies start off hot, then they end up falling out, and then, you know, we might be a playoff team, but I just don't see us getting past the wild card.
Not with this offense, they won't. I mean, in the playoffs, you're going to see the best pitching that baseball has to offer. Like, and if they go in with these bats and hitting like this, they're going to get knocked out, and it's gonna kill us all. All right, Brian, what are you thinking here for a snack we should bring to Broz's party?
Ah, man, I'm very basic, man. Couturity board, man. You just got to get some grapes, some cheeses, and some, you know, some salami. I'm very basic with that.
He said he's charcuterie.
Charcuterie, yeah.
Yeah.
I always say the word wrong, man. Oh, no, listen, dude, I wasn't going to penalize you for mispronouncing the word. You can remember that, but you can't remember where your keys are. It's crazy.
Wow. Caught a stray.
That's a parting shot.
You got caught.
That wasn't even a stray. I mean, that was
Ryan, that's
directly
a good one.
I was trying to help him out, and he just cooked me. That's fine. I mean, be your own people.
I mean, you didn't let his thing slip.
No,
but you let your keys slip out of your pocket.
Because when he said it, I was trying to think about what he said, but before I could even get it out of my mouth, he went in for the kill. Okay, I mean, it's one of those days. It's cool.
Yeah, I think you might have.
I deserve it.
I think Kyle may have an inadvertent drop after the way you ended that sentence. Mark is in Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
Here we go again, guys.
Yeah, we're back.
Fighting Phils. I told you Monday could be a tough road trip, right? Remember the all-in conversation?
Yes.
And then, you know, a couple weeks back, you know, you guys wanted to apologize to Dombrowski, take him out to dinner and this and that.
Well, not so much dinner, just an apology.
Opening day, I called you guys after they struck out 14.
And you said enough is enough.
That is correct. And here we are 3 months later, and nothing really has changed. The team can't hit. They can't. They cannot hit the ball. You have too many guys on this roster that swing through too many pitches, have terrible approaches to the plate, and they're undisciplined. That's it. Now, the question is, why don't we ask those questions in the media to Thompson, to Dombrowski? Like, why does this team continue to falter this way offensively? No one asks those questions. Like, why do they swing at first pitches consistently in a negative fashion? You know, there's a time and a place to swing at a first pitch, but they do it just to do it. Is it the batting coach? Is it Thompson? Is it Dombrowski? Is it an organizational philosophy? What is it? It happens over and over. You're bringing Kepler. Are you serious with Max Kepler? Are you serious with him? Rojas, Marsh. Are you going to win with these guys? You're going to win a World Series. Castellanos. Are you going to win a World Series with these guys? The answer is no. Bone. Any one of them is tradable. You have one of the best pitching staffs you've had in the history of the franchise. So, where does Zach Wheeler stack up with the pitchers of this team over the last 50 years?
He's right up there with any of them. I mean, he's up there. Yeah, I mean, you can make a case. Now, he's based on his time here, he's past Halliday. I mean, he's done more here than Halliday did. And I mean, I don't know if other than Carlton, I don't know if anyone's been better here for a six-year span than him. I mean, maybe Schilling, but that's it. Yeah.
I don't think so. I've been watching this team since the mid-70s. Carlton, Wheeler, maybe Curt Schilling.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, Halliday, Cliff Lee for a few years, Hamels for a few years. That's it. I mean, Wheeler is that good. You're throwing that away. You're throwing this pitching staff away, and it all comes down to one guy, Dombrowski. He is at fault with this. What is he going to do to fix it? This team is – I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I've said that since before the season started.
Oh, stop it.
No, I don't think – but Mark, they're not a lock. They're not a lock.
Kyle,
they're not a lock.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Kyle, the offense isn't
no,
good
Mark,
enough.
Mark, they're going to make the playoffs.
I don't know.
I mean,
the pitching staff, the starting pitching is strong. I give you that.
It's the best starting rotation in the league. They're going to make the playoffs. They get swept in Houston, and all of a sudden they're not a playoff team. Can we relax?
Hold on. With that, we all agree it's the best pitching staff. They're only three games up on a playoff spot. Like, their hold on a spot is not 12 games.
Right, and they're playing badly right now. They're going to play better. They're going to improve the team. They're going to make the playoffs. Can we relax, please?
I can't relax. Have you known me for long enough? I don't relax.
Kyle, Mark. The offense stinks. The defense
it stinks
poor.
Right
the
now, but like
stinks.
A week or two ago, they were putting up 10 runs a clip, dude.
But the offense has never been consistent.
No, Mark, okay,
years.
Mark, if the Phillies are inconsistent, then what is everybody else? Because we're four games off the best record in the majors.
Well, the pitching.
Right.
The pitching.
Okay. But like this is what baseball is. If we're inconsistent, then you have to say every other team in baseball is inconsistent because they are. Like, the Mets just lost, what, like 9 out of 10 games? Now all of a sudden they won a few, and I'm sure people are back on board with the Mets. Like, can we just relax?
Let me say it this way. I think Kyle's probably right, Mark. I don't think you're crazy to feel that, because I feel a little bit of that too. Like, it's not a lock. But Dombrowski better get some help in here, because if they think they could just screw around until October, they could. Mark, I think there's going to be a team in the National League that wins 90 games and is on the outside looking in. And it could be the Giants. It could be the.
I agree.
So I don't want to be that team. So we better get a bat in here to get over the hump. Otherwise, we're going to be like, well, in October, and then we don't make it.
But listen, you got to bring up Crawford now. Why not? The offense can't get any worse. Bring up Crawford now. Give him an opportunity in center field. Those other two guys, forget it. I don't want to hear what Marsh is playing better. Forget it. They are what they are. Bring up Crawford now. Get another bat in here. Left field, first base, whatever. And let's go.
Let's go. Mark, we appreciate it. I mean, DFA Kepler tonight and bring Crawford up. Would anyone disagree with that? Like, would anyone be upset if they did
No,
that?
We need to tip the weenie scale.
You need to make a statement. You need to get the, if he feels that way, you need to get the locker room
It
back.
Would be a sign to me that they have the managers back. The front office.
You need to get the locker room back.
Get him out of here. All right,
I don't want the weenie. Yeah, I should have known that was... Gonna make it come up.
215-592.
At least I didn't lose my car keys. At least I
you did.
In,
you did.
You yeah, absolutely did.
But I didn't leave him. I didn't leave him in the thingy.
No, you just threw him in the trash. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, your phone calls, and we got to puck it up. You ready to puck the show up?
I thought we've been pucking it up all day.
We've been pucking it up for a few years now. All right, no, we're going to puck it up next. Broads, Hunter Brody joins us to get set for the NHL draft. We'll have details about his party. Who should the Flyers take tonight? All coming up on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.